All right, that's Morgan Wall on this morning, so we'll talk more business later.
Well, if I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
Who?
You know. You.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So Bunny XO has already got dating rumors?
No, they're not dating. They're just hanging
shares
out.
Shares a kiss with Calabasas Confidential's Dylan Wolf after
like
the
24.
Jelly Roll breakup.
He's a youngster.
Yeah, he's pretty young. How old is she? I don't even know.
In her 50s, probably.
No, she's 46.
Really?
Budding reality star Dylan Wolf.
Yeah, they were hanging out at Jelly Roll's bar in Nashville.
During a 4th of July event at the Country Stars JR's Goodnight Nashville bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, here's the mayor of Ouray.
Really? Wow. They kind of fits the lifestyle there, doesn't he?
Jeez, looks like some mountain man or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He needs some mousse in his hair, you know, to get it all fixed up.
Well, she was getting tanked up at the bar is what I heard.
Tanked up?
Yeah.
Oh, Jelly Roll's wife?
Yeah,
Bunny.
Bunny.
Yes,
Bunny. She's doing some shots.
Bunny XO. She funded his early career. She was an escort.
What do you mean, and like drove a car?
Yeah, no. She wasn't a chauffeur.
Oh.
She was the one riding in the back with the person being chauffeured. Yeah, she got paid to be an escort.
Well, they just talked and stuff.
She's been very open about that, very honest about that. So, you know.
Well, it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
And it ain't what it ain't.
Guymon, Oklahoma's in the news today. Our friends up there in Guymon.
What's going on in Guymon, Oklahoma?
According to officials, they're in stage 3 of mandatory water restrictions for summer demand up there because of the drought and everything. So don't be wasting water in Guymon or you'll be on Channel 10 for water wasters.
Oh, water wasters.
Every
Wednesday. What's funny about the water wasters is that people had videos of water at some park spraying in the road, and you know, when the station contacted the city, they said if somebody sees that, they need to contact the city. So they're not going to do anything about it until someone actually contacts them. That's weird.
Water wasters brought to you by the water towers across the state.
The water shouldn't be running down the road. So,
no,
you know.
Okay, the joke of the day, I kind of cut it off here, so I don't know what it is.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when I did a screenshot of it, it messed it up. Why did the such and such, why did the football coach give his team lighters?
I don't know. Why did the football coach give his team lighters?
Because they kept losing all their matches.
Oh. That would be the wrestling coach, not the football coach. Yeah.
Well, you know. It'd have to be wrestling.
Wrestling is a match.
Well, when's the gig for the farmer's market? Is that today?
Farmer's market coming up tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1, right there on the north side of the square.
On the north side of downtown, damn it.
Head on over there and get you some fresh produce. We got Bee's Garden is starting to produce, so she's got some stuff. And it goes fast, so you might want to be there as soon as they open.
Mark Aaron Gatz in Arizona is in trouble.
Mark Aaron Gatz.
With a G.
With a G.
Pleaded guilty after authorities said he lived illegally in the Arizona National Forest for about 8 years.
8 years?
Didn't pay no rent or nothing.
He didn't pay rent to live in the forest?
He left behind about 1,000 pounds of trash.
Oh my gosh. For one person?
Yep.
Wow.
He was sentenced to time served and 3 years probation after pleading guilty to violating fire restrictions and residential use of a forest without a permit.
Oh, you have to have a permit for that. Residential use of the forest.
Yeah. He's doing the peace sign there. He's like, hey, what's up, man?
He doesn't look that bad.
No, he looks pretty
good. He looks better than the mayor of Ouray.
I wonder what he ate for 8 years over there.
He lived off the land.
1,000 pounds of trash.
He lived off the land.
I guess he owes a big trash bill.
He's like those people who, you know, can eat the bark and the bugs and the berries and the leaves.
Oh, like Bear Grylls?
Like Bear Grylls. Oh, this is very good. Yeah. You know, and they,
They said he lived on water and Ritz crackers.
That's where the 1,000 pounds of waste came from.
They dropped off Ritz crackers via helicopter.
I wonder if that waste is just like... I wonder
trash.
I wonder if it's human waste as well.
This is 1,000 pounds of trash.
Ugh.
It caused a significant environmental damage to the forest.
Oh, really? Significant? Okay.
Looked like, you know, the homeless people in Denver hanging out downtown and making a mess out of things.
Little tent cities, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it was like.
Probably, but it was one person, so it took 10 years to make it a mess.
Well, he was very neat, he said.
Oh,
he put the trash in order.
Oh, he had all the trash in one spot.
Lined up, you know. And
he had his own landfill out there in the forest.
He couldn't buy a trash can, but thought, well, I'll just put it over here.
Well, he couldn't commit.
No. No commit to a trash can.
He couldn't commit to the trash can.
So we go from Arizona with a dude over there living for free in the old forest for 8 years. To Woodward, Oklahoma.
Oh, Woodward. Where is that?
You know where Woodward is. We drove through there.
I don't remember where it is. I'm asking you, where is that? Is it the Panhandle?
It's an hour north of Elk City.
So,
the Panhandle of Oklahoma.
Okay.
5 marijuana grow operations were shut down in Woodward as part of a crackdown of illegal marijuana operations in Woodward.
Well, you're not allowed to do that without a permit, I guess.
One person was arrested as a result of the operation, while 6 other people, identified as living in the country illegally, were deported back to wherever it is.
Wherever they came from.
30,000 plants were seized, as well as 200 pounds of processed marijuana.
Oh, my goodness. They had a whole assembly line going there.
Oh, man. I
wonder how much money they made from that.
The gross profit seemed to be about $1 million.
Did we win the Powerball?
I don't know. Your ticket's on your desk.
I haven't even looked. Because as soon as we're done on the air, we're getting in the car and we're driving because I have an appointment in Amarillo.
Don't make eye doctor appointments in the frickin' morning.
That's the only time
That's a lie. I'm asking that lady to say that's a lie.
No.
They ain't booked up all damn day.
It took 3 weeks to get this appointment.
You can see just fine. I'm over here. You're over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you need to go there? We're on a budget. The last time we went there, it cost $500.
So we're on a budget? I haven't had my eyes checked in 2 years.
Well, make it 3. Let's go for 4. Do I hear 4? I hear 5. 25.
I think I'm better suited to make those decisions over you.
So there's a person up in northeast Montana looking for a combine operator for the wheat harvest.
Ooh, combine operator up there in Montana. Oh, man, it's beautiful up there.
Got to be able to run some heavy-duty John Deere combines with a Shelburne header.
But that's northeast Montana, right? That's the place.
Northeast Montana, yep. That's where they have the wheat. Starting pay is $25 an hour.
Really?
Just sitting on your butt, running the combine.
Just sit on your butt and drive the combine?
Looking at the old gauges.
And when it breaks down, somebody else comes and fixes it?
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
You just got to sit there and watch?
You get on the walkie-talkie.
Sign me up.
You'll be doing it from now until September, $25 an hour.
All right, let's go.
Experiencing operating a combine is a must. We don't want anybody crashing and ruining a bunch of stuff.
Well, I've sat on a combine, but I've never in any way been a part of the operation of it.
Were you on the jump seat?
Yes.
Back in your old farming days?
Back in the old days.
I can't believe you did that. You would never do that today.
I just did that once. Well, no. If I hadn't done it before, I'd do it today, but then that would be it.
They're not able to accept H-2A visas at this time.
Oh, they're not?
Just American Express. Well, that was fun. That was funny. That was really funny.
MasterCard or American Express only,
Visas,
please.
Visas, JCPenney card.
Discover is not welcome.
And Home Depot accepted.
Lowe's credit cards always.
That's funny, man. You know, that's a funny deal there. The Babylon Fire in Utah has now burned 101,000 acres.
Oh, no.
21% contained.
21%?
Yeah.
How long has it been burning? 2 weeks?
I think it's been 2 weeks. I don't know. Long enough. Probably 2 or 3 weeks.
long enough to know better.
Now, David Muir did not have that on the news last night.
No, because that's old news now. He doesn't care about that anymore.
My buddy Gene Watson's coming to Waco.
Oh, really? Gene Watson.
Yeah, country singer Gene Watson.
Singing his country music.
July 10th, which is tomorrow, will be in Waco.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Down at the old, I don't know what it's called, Texas Country Waco something.
Maybe we should make a trip over there. We could go to the silos.
Oh, they're going to be at the Hippodrome.
There's a Hippodrome?
Hippodrome, it says.
Hippodrome?
I guess it's like the Leveland Alamo Dome or whatever it is down there.
Oh, okay.
Down there in Waco.
Well, that's for the high school, isn't
Special
it?
Guest will be Chip Flory. I mean, Chip, whatever his name is. Chip Flory from Bo Farmer is going to be there. Chip Flory is boring as hell on Chip
Flory. So
on
who was Pharma. The guy that I told you yesterday that died? He was he'd been with the
Roddy Peoples.
Roddy Peoples
from San Angelo.
Yeah,
he used to have the Southwest Ag Network, and their studios were on the airport runway in San Angelo.
Because Roddy had a plane.
Yeah, Roddy flew around all over the place. He used to fly around with Yvonne Slack from Denver.
Oh,
because Yvonne
Slack.
Had his own plane too.
Yeah, oh, they were buds.
They made a lot of money back in those days.
Yeah, they did.
Now we got to scrounge around for scraps.
Scraping and scrounging. Just
scraps.
Just like when you're at the parade and you're groveling for candy, you know, it's the same thing.
So Roddy Peoples passed away. He was, last I heard, living in Dallas, but he was a good guy. Kurt Lancaster actually worked for him down there at the Southwest Ag Network in San Angelo.
Wow.
Now, I liked Roddy.
Didn't they move that Southwest Ag Network to like Oklahoma or something?
Yeah, now it's in Oklahoma City all screwed up.
And now
up.
It's all a mess.
Another mess. Leave things where they're at. But there was nobody to take over because Kurt Lancaster retired from there and went to Farm Bureau where he sat around and did nothing.
Well, you know, he kind of got things started, and then he just kind of, you know, thought, well...
Now,
just...
Kurt knows how to put them down, man.
Oh, he knows
Kurt
how to...
Kurt and Bonnie.
He knows how to put them back.
They know how to party.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. I like those people. A new sign up in Adrian, Texas. That's by Vega.
Okay, a new sign.
It says, home of Bob Hooter Brown.
Hmm?
You heard me.
Bob Hooter Brown?
Yep, Bob Hooter Brown.
Who is this Bob Hooter Brown you speak of?
I'm glad you asked. Ask the hairdresser. He is the PRCA Saddle Bronc champion from, and let's see, I don't know when that
He's
was.
He's in the National Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 2021.
There's a black and white picture of him.
Let me see. I didn't get no photo.
He was born in 1952.
Bob Hooter Brown, coming at you.
Here he is. He looks like Zach
Whoa.
Top on a horse.
He's way up high on the old Bronc.
He's got his arms swinging back, and he was inducted in 2020 into the Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
He competed in all three rough stock events and steer wrestling from 1970 to 1991.
Really?
Yep. He was part of the winning team from Eastern New Mexico University in the 1974 NIRA Finals.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Competing in every event except, calf roping. Wow.
You roped some calves once.
I have never. Now, you might have done that, but I've never done that.
No, I never did that.
You never did that?
I rode sheep. I didn't rope any calves.
So he's from Adrian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
up
pretty
there,
cool.
By Vega proper.
That's pretty cool. Well, what is that? Clayton has...
Charmaine James.
Charmaine James. And now Barrel Adrian Racer. Has Bobby Hooter Brown.
Bobby Hooter.
Bobby W. Hooter
Call
Brown.
Call Bobby Hooter for more information.
That's pretty cool.
1-800-HOOTER.
He's in the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Well, tonight is the last night you can have the sunset at 8:30 in Denver, Colorado for the next 11 months.
As
the day gets shorter every day.
Oh, yes.
Sunset will be after 8:30 tomorrow.
The days get shorter. We have less light. And, you know, and nighttime starts a little earlier.
I like
that. Until the first day of winter when we have the shortest day of the year.
So, Nine News out of Oklahoma City, KWTV.
OKC.
One man has been arrested after a box of valet keys stolen from the Riverwind Casino in Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh, a box of valet keys?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
They caught him trying to break into numerous vehicles.
Well, they had the key.
A whole valet key box was stolen.
Oh my
from
gosh.
From the old casino. I thought people went there on a bus. I didn't know they drove there.
Yeah, I know. Like, people actually drive there and use the valet. Like, they have enough money to pay for a valet, because by the time they get out of the casino, there ain't nothing left.
They do have to put down a deposit before they do that.
I'll bet they do. I'll bet they have to pay up front, because you know how that goes.
The guy said after he was arrested, I was just kind of bored.
Bored?
I'd steal a box of keys and see what kind of car.
I just wanted to test drive them. I've been shopping for a car, and I just wanted to know which one would be best for me.
Little Corvette.
Little red Corvette.
Well, today we remember Joe Bonzel. He died July 9th of, 2024, from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, yeah.
He was only 76.
That's sad.
Yep. He was with the Oak Ridge Boys for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Elvira.
So this says that Mr. Hooter Brown was from Amarillo.
He was.
Actually, from Adrian.
What's he doing in Norman?
You know how they are.
Oh, no,
Adrian. They say Amarillo because no one knows where Adrian is. So they'll just put... You know how that goes.
Okay. Well,
those dang Yankees, they do that stuff all the time.
Who are those people? Actor Luke Wilson, do you know who he is?
Luke Wilson. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Well, him and his girlfriend, Kendall Yates, he's 54 and she's 24.
Oh, really? Oh, man, really?
Yep, they're having a kid. Yep, only 30 years difference.
Oh, 30 years.
What's wrong with people?
Can you say daddy?
She said, he's going to buy me a new car after the kiddo comes.
He's going to... Daddy, can I have a new car?
And we can ride the school bus together.
That's shameful.
Slick Sanders over there in Floydada, he has Sanders Harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there in St. Francis, Kansas right now cutting
some
wheat.
Oh, St. Francis.
You know where
Francis.
That is? That's by Goodland.
Is it?
Yep, western Kansas. Battling some rain and some weeds growing fast, but they still had some crops to harvest there, which a lot of custom harvesters don't. They're heading up to Wyoming now.
Yeah, well, there isn't much wheat anywhere. They're probably driving around saying, if you see a field, let me know.
Remember when Howard Hale used to call Slick Sanders all the time?
Yeah.
Over there, Sanders Harvesting?
I miss Howard Hale. I do.
He used to drive his little Ford Ranger pickup around. Single cab.
Oh, really? Single cab? Hmm. He didn't have anything fancy. He wasn't bougie.
No, he wasn't bougie. He didn't have the Benz. Howard and the Benz.
We did see a G-Wagon yesterday.
Yeah, where was
here
that
in
at?
Town.
Oh, yeah, at the coffee shop.
Oh, that's
shop,
right.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to buy a 1947 Mercury, they got one for sale.
Oh, really? Crazy about a Mercury?
Uh-huh. It's second original chassis, has a flathead V8. $4,500.
I don't know. I didn't know there was such a thing as a flathead
V8. Look at that, baby. It's got a little...
It looks like it needs a little paint, a little sunburn
the
there.
Original white wall tires.
Well, that back then, white wall tires were everything, right?
$4,500.
Oh, really? $4,500.
Who sang the song, I Got a Mercury?
Crazy About a Mercury. That's Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson?
Yep.
All right, well, that one's for sale.
But I think it was a Mercury boat motor, not a, not a car.
Yeah, it wasn't a car. It was a boat.
Yeah.
Well, State Farm Insurance in trouble.
Again? Are they trying to keep people from getting their payouts again?
From KOKH Fox 25 News out of Oklahoma City.
KOKH.
Cokie. A case involving one of the nation's biggest insurance providers is back in the spotlight as it heads to the old courtroom and Judge Wapner.
Oh, Judge Wapner.
I'm Judge Wapner. Get the hell out of my court.
Oh, I miss Judge Walker.
An Oklahoma couple says he looked like Roy, actually, Judge
Walker.
You know,
I was just thinking that it was in Oklahoma that the lawsuit was filed.
Oklahoma couple said they had to pay $22,000 out of pocket for hail damage after their claim was denied by State Farm.
Oh.
Their case led to a wave of more than 900 country folks doing the same thing.
Wow, 900?
Accusing the company of underpaying wind and hail claims in Oklahoma.
And denying them, too.
See, if those people would have just, settled with this couple for, whatever it was, $22,000
They could have saved a lot of money.
Now they got a bunch of vultures out there.
Now they got a whole bunch more people hopping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. 900 other people are now suing State Farm of Oklahoma.
For the same thing, yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how those insurance companies, how are they going to stay in business if they pay all
those
claims?
They're not there to lose money.
That's right. They're not there to lose money.
Neither are we.
Well, that's what they say, but I don't know. It doesn't always work that way.
$22,000 would have been an easy way to settle, I think. The hail damage.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? Because if it had never come out, maybe it would just, the other people wouldn't have just accepted it.
Here's some habits that make you insanely attractive.
Oh, insanely attractive. All right.
Number one.
Oh, this should be good.
Damn, it's only 10 after
can't
8.
Can't wait to hear this.
I'm getting wore out.
Relationship 101 right
when
here.
When you laugh fully, it's magnetic.
Oh, magnetic laughter. That's very sexy.
It is?
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Very
no
sexy.
Idea.
Number two, when you wear perfume, even at the house.
Oh.
Makes you, I've walked around and you're like, hey, you smell good today.
Yeah.
You didn't smell so good when you were mowing.
Let's remember that you spray every bottle of cologne you have 14 times all over. So
hey, the dog's in the lobby. Get
it's
out of
not
there.
Hard to smell your cologne ever.
She's sniffing my chair.
She's sniffing.
Geeky, get out of there.
She's going to get in your chair?
Geeky. She's looking through the window. Hi, Geeky. Now she's staring.
Tell her to go get in her bed.
Go get in your bed. I guess she doesn't want to.
She's just staring
Kiki.
At you.
She's looking through the window. Hi, Kiki.
She's going to come in here.
Her ears are bent up. Number three, when you stand tall, your posture speaks.
Oh, you have to look confident. Stand tall.
She's yawning.
I guess she's boring her.
Let's see. Number four, when you ask and listen, people feel seen.
Oh, listen.
Number five, when you hold eye contact, it's powerful.
Oh, the power of eye contact.
Number six, when you speak calmly, you own the room.
Calmly? Oh.
Kind of lulls you to sleep.
Yeah. Everyone's head starts bobbing around and falls back, and then you hear snoring. Oh, were you saying something?
When you say no without excuses.
No is a verb. It's an action word. No, period.
When you stay silent, it shows control.
Oh.
I do that all the time. I don't say nothing.
Oh, no. That's not. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to say, well, that'll last. Let's see. I give you 5 minutes.
And when you keep people's trust, you deeply earn it.
Oh, really? Okay.
When you dress well, you show self-respect.
So what is dressing well?
Like this.
Wearing your best Texas Rangers attire.
And shorts.
And shorts.
I don't think that qualifies.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah, that Dylan Wolf dude is one kissing Bunny X.
He looks really young. Like he could be her son,
yep.
You know?
Nashville Bar, they got buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one.
Jello shots.
Buy one Bunny XO, get one free.
She was just kind of roaming around, buying people. Just said, charge it to Jelly Roll.
I think she's having a hard time with this divorce. I'm not sure this is what she really wants.
Hello to KOXC and KBWD.
Oh, KOXC and KVWD.
Brownwood, Texas.
Oh.
Look at those offices, man. Look at that building.
Hey, that looks like the post office.
Looks nice.
Looks like a post office building.
They must make more than $10 an ad.
I guess they must. They're having to charge. We can't pay for that building with that kind of advertising fee. We're going to have to charge a little bit more than that.
Stinger package there, Larry. Sheriff Dustin Wetzel's in trouble.
Oh, Dustin Wetzel.
Yep. He resigned from his position in the Dodge County, Kansas department after pleading guilty to wire fraud.
On Monday. Wire fraud.
He didn't buy enough stamps, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that what that means, wire fraud?
Wire fraud is like even email, when you send something through email. That's
really?
Considered...
Even email?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Former Steelers quarterback opened up to Craig Melvin on the Glass Half Full podcast about all of his marriages and divorces, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm. He's only been married 4 times.
Well, you know.
He's only 77.
Some people have been married more than that.
He looks like he's 97. Hmm. How could a guy that good end up looking like this? Huh?
I don't
what?
Know.
Oh, where'd the dog go?
I don't know. I think she's just hanging out on the other side of the door here.
In 1970, how much money did you have to make per hour to own a house?
How much money an hour? $5.
Yep. $3.60.
Oh, really? Well, gosh, minimum wage was, what was it, $3.35?
Five
when we started, so yeah. We could have bought a house.
Guess what it is now?
$35.
$61.42 an hour to afford a house.
$61.42
yep.
an hour?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the real estate folks.
Really?
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
In 2010, it was $22 an hour.
Wow.
$40 more 16 years later.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. No wonder, we talked to that person in Colorado in Fort Collins. They couldn't afford nothing.
You saw a guy at a gas station who was coming back from Fort Collins, and he had been visiting his son and daughter-in-law, or daughter and son-in-law, and they both worked 2 really well-paying full-time jobs and could not afford to buy a home in Colorado.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And their rent was sky high, too, so you're screwed.
And he has money, and he said, I couldn't afford to live
They're both working.
Yeah. They're both working, and he, the dad, said he couldn't afford to live there either. Maybe he could afford it, but he just didn't want to pay that much.
He drove a Tundra. He had plenty of money.
Well, he had a nice RV, too.
Yeah. So, in Nebraska, they have a Google Center up there, and last year, in 2025... that Google's data center used 732 million gallons of water.
Wow. We don't have that much
water. We don't have
73 here.
Gallons in Castro County.
This whole data center thing is really creating a lot of buzz. There are people in communities that are trying to fight it. There are people who are, you know, Sid Miller wants the governor to call a special session to address this issue. We really don't have the water resources to handle data centers here.
Deaf Smith County, there's one they're trying to get up there. There's a public comment now. Ending July 24th, proposed quality permit number is 184403. Public meeting is Thursday the 23rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Hereford Regional Medical Center boardroom.
Wow.
To talk about that. Mm-hmm. You know, Deaf Smith County is a huge county.
Well, you know what? If you go east, what
Young
happens?
Man.
There's more population, there's less land available. So they're coming out here where there's a lot of land available, but we don't have those other resources that they need, like water, mostly water. I'm sure there's a way to generate the electricity they need, but we don't have the water, and what we do have is barely enough for what's here.
You told me about this yesterday. Quick turnaround as USDA offers third report in 10 days about doing some things a little quicker there at the old
Yes, they're trying to enter the modern age of technology and make it an all online acreage reporting. So we'll see. I think that news story will be out tomorrow on your on your list of
my
things.
My little farm folder?
Yes, in your little farm folder, that one will be tomorrow.
National Corn Growers study showed U.S. farmers pay more for crop inputs than Brazilian competitors do.
Sometimes double or more what they're paying in Brazil, which is a little upsetting, I would think.
Texas Christian University head coach Sonny Dykes.
Oh, Sonny.
Said he has lots of ties to Texas Tech.
And
Thanksgiving, they all get together and go down there because his brother and somebody else lives there.
Well, yeah, he has lots of ties to Texas Tech. His dad was the football coach
And Eric
there.
Morris used to play there, and he's the coach for Oklahoma State now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
All these good people from Texas Tech.
Lots of coaches coming out of there, you know, and even players. There's NFL, lots of NFL players that came from
kind
there.
Kind of a sleeping giant down there.
I would say so.
I used to listen to Jack Dale on 790 when they did the Texas Tech football games on the radio back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah?
He said, now we got Nazareth native Jordy Rowland coming in for the Red Raiders.
Oh, really?
I'm
wow.
like, where the hell's Nazareth at?
What is that?
I was in Peeville back then.
Yes.
I remember Jack Dale calling his name on the radio.
Do you really?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I'm like, that's cool. From a little town in Naz.
Yep. Six-man school.
Yeah. Bonnie Tyler died at 75 yesterday.
Yes, Bonnie Tyler, she's been having some health issues for quite a while. I think in May, she went into the hospital. She had a perforated intestine, and they put her into a coma. Then when they tried to take her out of the coma, she had a heart attack. She had a cardiac arrest, and then she did finally wake up from the coma, and she hasn't been well, and she did die yesterday, which is sad. Totally eclipse of the heart.
I liked her stuff.
Yes. She had an amazing, amazing voice.
The FCC approves Global Media Investments to increase stake in iHeartMedia. You know, they're from Europe.
Yeah. So now you're going to have a European country or a company owning U.S. radio stations having a controlling share in that company.
Never approve that.
Never, ever approve that. If you don't want them owning your land, well, don't start selling your radio stations to them.
That is the worst thing you can do.
That is not a smart move. But, you know, the FCC will approve anything.
The grant affirms the FCC's prior grant to allow up to 100% foreign investment in iHeartMedia. Better known as Cheap Channel.
Cheap Channel.
That's true.
It's more like Heartless Media.
Heartless Media, Cheap Channel. Lowry Mays in San Antonio would not be
what
happy.
What is it that they say now? Real human? If you have to say that you have real humans, then you're lying. You shouldn't have to say that.
They got about 32% of the company right now.
32.99%. Here she comes.
Who?
She hasn't crossed the threshold yet.
Well, she's coming by to say...
She's trying to come in here. Oh, look at her. Look, she's stretching.
What are you doing?
She does that when she's nervous.
She's nervous?
Yeah.
This isn't TV. Why would she be nervous? Hey, don't forget to read about the cheeseburger thing.
Oh, cheeseburger festival
coming up. Had a good chat with
July
the
July 18th from 11:30 to 3:00.
That's when they have the cook-off.
In Friona, craft vendors, car show, music, food, family zone, free entry. Head on over to Friona for Friona Cheeseburger Days, July 18th. Cheeseburger.
They have events all week long. A lot of fun over there.
Oh, yeah. And we have, don't forget, the Farmers Market tomorrow, 9 to 1, north side of the square, across from the courthouse.
It's only going to be, 98 tomorrow.
Only. it won't hit 98 till after the farmer's market is over. So that's okay.
The sun will be going down by then.
Yeah.
Not really. What's that other sheet you got there?
Oh, I don't know. What is that?
Well, that's some of the people that are going to be in the cook-off.
Oh, in the cook-off? They have a cook-off?
Yeah, next Saturday.
It's backwards. Oh, no, there's somebody wrote with a marker on the back, now I can't read the words over here. Jeez. Okay. So they have the cook-off. They have West Texas Services. who's a newcomer. Pam's Kitchen, third place last year. West Texas Protein, bringing the heat and ready to battle. Sweet Brand, second place last year. Cargill Meat Solutions, ready, fired up and ready to throw down.
Oh.
Southwest Cheese, returning and not playing around. Republic Services, the reigning champion. And they're not worried a bit. Lineage Logistics, a newcomer with fresh flavors and big ambitions. Nyla Bonita Kitchen, a new face in this year's competition. And who will be crowned the 2026 20th Annual Cheeseburger Festival and Cook-Off Champion? We'll find out. They battle for a $2,000 grand prize.
Mm.
So those are all of the Cheeseburger Cook-Off teams for 2026.
I found a 1977 Plymouth Volare station wagon for sale.
Volare.
In Louisville on $8,000.
Oh.
Look, it's got the wood paneling.
It has wood paneling? Yeah, let me see. Oh, my gosh. It's the ultimate family station wagon.
Leather seats.
That's
loaded.
What we need for the KDHN vehicle. We need to drive that in the parades.
Bush family, better known as the Anheuser-Busch people, are worth $24.4
billion. Really? Billion.
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 Mm-hmm.
So after the 18th, the next weekend is the Summer Bash in Hereford for the Deaf Smith County Crisis Center at the Hereford Aquatic Center from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Vendors, food trucks, family fun, face painting, resource booths, and bouncy houses. So something to do every weekend.
Did you know the Johnson family that have Johnson & Johnson own the New York Jets?
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Worth $20.5 billion.
Holy cow.
Yeah. They started that business in 1932.
Oh, was it 32?
With
wow.
Some Johnson baby shampoo.
94 years ago.
They actually started that company with the dental floss and first aid kits.
Oh, is that
That's
how they
got
started?
Going.
So they got started with Band-Aids.
Yep, dental floss and Band-Aids.
I am stuck on Band-Aids.
I used to get Band-Aids at Christmas
stuck
every
on
year.
Me. Huh, used to get what?
Band-Aids at
oh,
Christmas
at
every
Christmas.
Year.
Did they have your name on them?
No.
Oh.
That wasn't that important.
I never got Band-Aids for Christmas. I don't know. I just... never got Band-Aids or pencils with my name on them for Christmas. I guess
now
I really
you know.
Missed out.
you were neglected.
I obviously.
40 things you should never tell people.
40?
Yep.
We don't have time for that.
Well, we'll do a few. How much money you make is number one.
Oh my gosh, how personal is that question?
Number two, your deepest insecurities.
Oh, well, that's usually written all over your face. You shouldn't have to ask about that.
Number three, every detail of your love life.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow.
Number four, your exact next move.
Yes, yes.
Like, we got a move in our back pocket, but we just really can't say nothing.
Well, you've been telling everybody. Why? Don't we?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
I did? Okay, well, okay, never mind.
Yes, you have.
Number six, all your failures.
Well, you know, you should be talking about your failures before you talk about your successes. Because
number
if you
seven.
Weren't for the failures, you wouldn't be succeeding.
Number seven, your family drama.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to talk about that? Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to hear about it, and you certainly don't want to talk about it.
Your plans to quit your job.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to let that cat out of the bag. Woo!
Number, let's see, how you spend every penny.
Of course, you tell me every day your plans to quit your job, so that's nothing new around here.
I get
here.
Re-signed every morning. I got my contract over there. Let's see, what's another one here? Oh, that you talk behind people's backs.
Oh, well. If you're talking about someone else to me, you're going to talk about me to someone else, so I know how that goes.
I'll make you some rhubarb pie.
What do you know? What do you know today?
Wayland Baptist University is adding an athletic administration concentration to its online Doctor of Leadership program.
Oh, are they? Really? Okay. That sounds interesting.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you fit that on a diploma?
Over there at Hutcherson Center. It's pretty bad when I know all those places. Oh.
Well, you know.
Don't forget at the Choctaw Casino coming up November 14th, Tanya Tucker.
Tanya in her white jeans.
White jeans. Right there in person.
Right there.
November
real
14th.
Life. Yep.
At the old Choctaw.
I got the song yesterday. Shania Twain sings about her mom taking her out when she was like, I don't know, 14. Or maybe 11, I don't know, to all the bars, because she told her, you're going to be a star, you're going to be the next Tanya Tucker.
Really?
Yep, that's what her mom told her.
Horace Rackman's in the news.
Who's that? Forrest Rackman?
Horace Rackham.
Rackham.
Rackham, like Rackham
like
Tech?
Like Rackham Tech.
He invested $5,000 in Ford.
Oh, he
16
did?
Years later, it turned into $12.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That was in 1903.
Well, that's what took a long time. How many years later?
I don't know.
12 years later?
Let's see. 16 years later.
Oh, really? It was worth that much 16 years later?
He cashed out and never worked another day in his life.
Well, good for him.
Get over there and see if we won that Powerball, will you?
Let's see if we got any money left we can invest in radio.
And what?
Huh?
Huh? What? You talking to me?
Kiki's trying to get comfortable.
Oh, I forgot she's in here. How can I forget? Here's the quote of the day since we had Avon B's joke of the day. Wasn't that funny?
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? 5.5?
6.
Okay.
Her Mercedes isn't a symbol of success if you have to drive it to a job you hate every day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Think about that when you're getting in
that. Yeah, think about that when you're getting your Mercedes this morning.
Vehicle.
Grumbling about having to go to work.
You know Pat Boone's 92?
He's still alive?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
There he is.
Right there.
Pat Boone signing. Well, he certainly looks 92.
Yeah.
Good for him.
His daughter, Debbie's only 69.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
She said to him over the weekend for the July 4th, you light up my life.
You light up my life.
I watched that
life.
On a turntable in 1976.
Oh.
Doc Severinsen's 99 years old.
Yes.
Remember we talked about
you,
that?
You said that. Well, I haven't heard that name in 30 years.
TikTok Doc.
He's still around. He's 99.
Still playing the trumpet.
Yep. I'll bet he is.
Yeah. He's not as good as he once was.
Well, we got to go.
We got stuff to do.
We have an appointment to get to, so we got to run out the door.
Where's Kiki?
Kiki. Ready to go outside? Oh.
There she goes.
She left hair all over. I am covered in Kiki
hair. Don't pick her up next time.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Todd and Nancy in the morning, the Everplex Report. We really do appreciate you every day. 1470 AM, 102.7 FM, all of your ag news, weather, markets, everything you need, and the best country music and the Texas Rangers right here, booming right out of Dimmit, Texas. It's the best station around. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in, and we'll be back in the morning.